For Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Along with me is BSU women's hockey player Alex Ehlert. Alex, you had a chance to play this last weekend against Wisconsin, and you being from Wisconsin, I'm sure you grew up a Badger fan. How hard was it to play against the Badgers this weekend?
Actually, it wasn't that hard. I do like the Badgers, I guess, but now that I'm a Beaver, I definitely have some animosity built up towards them. I know a lot of girls on the team, but when you put on the Beaver jersey, it's all about the Beavers, not them.
Knowing that they were the number one team in the country, you guys obviously worked hard during the week to get ready for that series, knowing that it was going to be tough. I know you guys probably would have liked to have gotten some points out of the weekend, but were you happy with how you guys played?
Yeah, actually this week we did a lot of defensive zone because we knew that the puck was going to be in our D zone a lot because they're very offensive. But we prepared. The first game Friday night, we only were short a couple goals, but, well, one empty net, so technically one, really. Mm-hmm. But Saturday night, it was a bummer because it was 6-1 when we lost. But I don't think that the score really justified how we played against them.
Well, shots on goal were fairly even. I mean, I think they had 31, you guys had 29. A much more offensive game for you guys, just unable to get past Alex Rigsby. And just like Zuzana Tomchikova, both goalies were tough this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. The goalies were definitely tough. We need to put the puck in the net, like just like Wisconsin does, in order to beat really good teams like them. So hopefully when we play Robert Morris, we'll be able to do that.
You guys get a couple weeks off for the holidays. Alex, what are your plans over break?
My plans over break? Watch some football, the Packers, hang out with the family, pet the dogs. That's about it. Hang out, see some friends.
Okay, you brought up the Packers. I am married to a Packer fan, and I have kind of jumped the Vikings bandwagon only because the Packers have been so successful and a lot of fun. Packer fans are kind of a different breed, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. Football's really big in Wisconsin. We're 13-0, which is so exciting. So every time the Packers play, everyone is watching them. Huge Packer fans.
It probably helps that the Beavers are green, the Packers are green. I'm assuming most of your wardrobe is green?
Yeah, definitely green.
Okay, so now that we got the Packers out of the way, despite the two losses against Wisconsin, Beavers find themselves still ranked number 8 in the national polls. You ladies just have to be excited to get some recognition finally for all that hard work.
Yes, definitely. We are so excited about it. Number 8 and still really great. We work really hard, so this is something that we definitely deserve.
When you came in your freshman season, it was the Fab Five, Fab Freshman. Fab Five. This year, you guys are sophomores. What have you learned from one year to the next?
Well, we're still a Fab Five. We still rely on each other. Friendships, I learn about friendships a lot. School is really important to me.
And you've got a whole group of freshmen that came in to play this year with you guys.
Yeah.
How have they made the adjustment so far?
They made a great adjustment. 9 of them. One is a red shirt, Janessa. But they've done really well this year. I'm really proud of them. A lot of really good friends of mine, actually.
And of course, you got a great senior class too. You got all 6 of them, mostly defense. You got Alana McElhenney, Zuzana Tomchikova, some great goaltending, some great defense, and they've all come up pretty big for you guys this year, haven't they?
Yeah, they are a huge part of the team. Without them, I'm not sure if I can. Next year, I hopefully can fill their shoes. We'll see though, and some of the incoming freshmen as well.
Some big shoes to fill next year. You got Robert Morris after the break. Have you guys even thought that far out? Are you getting ready for them already? Or are you guys taking a break and then coming back and just getting back into the swing of things?
Oh, no, we are definitely getting ready for them. We never stop. We have workouts. Definitely are working out a lot still. Can't wait to play them, actually. Really excited.
It will be fun to hit the road and go to Pittsburgh. Have you ever been there?
No, never.
What's on your Christmas list this year?
I don't really have much on my Christmas list. I'm not sure what to ask for.
Packer jersey?
Yeah, maybe a signed Packer jersey, hopefully.
Okay, so do you own a Packer jersey already?
Yes, I do. It's Aaron Rodgers, so 12.
Good call. Well, Alex, thanks so much for your time. Have a great break and Merry Christmas, and we'll see you when we get ready for Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.